Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormey's artwork One Another. The date today is the 16th of September 2009 and the time is 11:20 a.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
My name is John Maudsley, I'm 31 from Felixstowe.
Lovely. And how are you today?
I'm fine, I'm okay, I'm enjoying the sun and just preparing to take part on the plinth.
Why did you decide to take part in One Another? What was it?
Well, I saw when it first started, it was on the news, and I guess it kind of entered my head then, and I was just browsing on the internet a couple of weeks later and I came across the website and I thought, I'll apply. I probably won't get on, but I'll apply. And I applied and I didn't hear anything for a few weeks, and when I was on a holiday I got the email and I thought, crikey, I've got to decide what to do. So I left it a couple of days, mulled it over, and then I thought, yeah, I'll do it.
And why did you decide to do it, do you think?
Well, at first I thought that, you know, I could do something fun, but then I thought I could do something serious and I could perhaps send out a message for something that was close to me personally. And this would be the perfect, ideal opportunity to do so.
Yeah. And so, how have you decided what to do on the plinth today?
Well, I was in an accident, a car accident, in August last year, and since then I've been thinking of ways that I could just give a little back to the air ambulance service that saved my life on that day. So, I thought that I could raise awareness of the services that they provide, and this would be the perfect opportunity to do so.
What happened in the accident?
Me and my fiance were travelling over to see my parents in Wales for a week-long holiday, and on the M54 around Birmingham, I had a brain hemorrhage on the motorway and the car flipped over, and obviously we had the car crash, and our ambulance service was needed at that moment, and they arrived within a few minutes, and that was enough time to save my life. So if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here today to do this. So was admitted to hospital. I had a fractured back, various broken bones, as well as the brain hemorrhage to deal with, and my fiance broke her neck. So we're both fully healed now, so we're a lot better, but it was a painful process going through, physically and psychologically as well, but we're both fine.
And how did you overcome that experience, do you think?
Because we had each other, we had, you know, we were able to talk to each other about it, so I guess we could release a lot of the tension and the things that were on our minds to each other. So we grew stronger through that process, and I think we helped each other pull through.
And what's the air ambulance service that saved you?
It's the Midlands Air Ambulance Service. So they do, I mean, since they've started, they've saved over 30,000 people's lives. And you think those 30,000 people as somebody's parents, somebody's sons, and then you think how widespread it is that they've done it, and they do it all without government funds, no lottery funding. And it's because they're a charity at the end of the day, so I think they do a sterling job, a brilliant job.
And have you got any memories of the accident?
I remember bits beforehand. I don't remember passing out because obviously I was unconscious, but I remember waking up with my face pressed against the windscreen and the car itself, the front of the car, in intense pain, and I couldn't see anything, I could just hear, so my sight must have gone, I don't know. And then I remember them pulling me out onto the motorway and feeling all the glass around me cutting into me, and then I just remember them knocking me out at the scene and then waking up in intensive care. So my fiance remembers more than me because she was awake during the whole accident. So I guess I got off a bit easier than she did, but we're here.
And have you spoken to the air ambulance about your desire to sort of promote them on the plinth?
I have. as soon as I found out I got a place, I realised that I could do this, and I emailed the Midlands Air Ambulance and got in touch with their officers there, and they've sent me a flight suit that I could wear on the day, as well as a banner and a helmet, and they've been really good, and they've done press releases for me up in Shropshire in the Midlands, and I've done them down in Suffolk and Essex as well, so they've got quite a good coverage from this, which is brilliant. Makes it all the more worthwhile.
And how are you going to promote them on the plinth? What are you going to actually do today?
I've got my own banner, which I did. It shows a picture of the actual car crash, and it just says that, you know, I'm here today because of them. I've also got one of their own banners. I've got a megaphone as well. Depends how confident I am when I'm up there, what I say, but I've got a script, just a history of the Midlands Air Ambulance and other ambulance services around the country as well, so I don't know, see how it goes.
And do you think it's had an impact on you as a person, having this car crash experience?
Definitely. I mean, it's given me insight into how fragile life is, and to treasure each moment, you know, when you've got them, because they could be taken away at any point. So it's made me realise that things are precious. So.
And what does it mean to you today to stand on the front plinth, do you think?
Well, when we was coming down, I was saying to my family that if somebody had asked me to say something in my local town, it's Felixstowe, it's quite small, I would say no, but because this is in Trafalgar Square, it's quite big, it can be daunting. I think it gives me the chance to experience something that I would never had the chance to do in my life. It's going to be important. I think the whole project will be important, because it'll give a snapshot of people's experiences, 2,400 people's experiences, and I think it's important.
And can I ask you a bit about yourself?
Yeah.
Maybe starting with where you come from.
Originally, I was born in Wales, because my dad was in the RAF, and when he came out of the RAF, we moved up to St Helens, in Lancashire, and I spent most of my life there. And after university, I moved over to Sheffield, because I had friends there and I could get a job easily there as well. And then after 5 or so years in Sheffield, I met my fiance online, and she lived in Felixstowe, so I was doing the journey backwards and forwards from Sheffield to Felixstowe, and that was 4 hours, you know, each time. And I got the opportunity to get employment in the area, so I took it and up sticks and moved down south, and I've loved it ever since, and that's it. We got engaged just before the accident as well. It was a month before the accident, so recently engaged at the time, and planning to get married next year.
Where are you going to get married, do you know?
It'll be somewhere local in Suffolk, a nice small church, nothing major, just something personal and small to us. And we've spotted a couple of nice churches, but so.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm an operations manager for a training provider, TBG Learning in Essex. So we deal with 16 to 18 year old school leavers that have come out of school with low qualifications, and we get them into work and we get them skilled up, as well as we do a project getting disabled people into employment as well. So it's quite good, the projects that we do offer. We change people's lives, or we hope to, and I've been there 2 years, and it's brilliant, so I'm enjoying it.
What do you like about the work that you do?
It's seeing, I've got a specific case, we had this lady come to us, she'd not left her house for 7 years, and she had low confidence, low self-esteem, and she went through the New Deal for Disabled People project, which we run, and we built up a confidence. She started to attend classes, IT classes, literacy classes. And then after a few months, she gained employment, and now she's out and about, and it's seeing the effect that, you know, that you can have on somebody's life, totally changing around from not being able to leave the door to integrating in society, and, you know, to being the life and soul of, you know, of the training rooms. And it's amazing that the change that, you know, you can have on somebody's life. So I get a lot of enjoyment from seeing the distance travelled with the learners.
And what was your route into this field of work?
I left uni. I did a degree in psychology, and I moved over to Sheffield because my friends were in employment there in adult education, and they said, you know, this would suit you. This would be an ideal job for you. So I went into adult education just through my friends, really. And I worked with disabled people up north and the BME community, and I gained a lot of experience working with at-risk groups. So I think it's for me it's worthwhile seeing the changes that, you know, that you can help someone.
And what are your passions in life, would you say?
I love walking in the countryside with my fiance. I love going to the cinema. I've just taken up cycling as well. I'm trying to get fit. I like being in the countryside. I like going visiting my parents over in Wales and just relaxing, and, you know, yeah.
And then how about your life at the moment? What's important to you at the moment? What's happening for you?
Right at this moment.
Yeah. In general.
I think I'm developing in my role at work. I'm taking on more responsibility. So my work life is growing, and I'm getting more responsibilities there. And also, you know, if we're getting married next year, then I've got to start thinking of that side of it as well. So I think, well, obviously since the accident, I have got more mature and more settled and more calm, and but yeah, I'm just taking on more mature things at work and developing.
Can I ask you a little bit about your upbringing?
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was fine. I've got one sister. I've spent most of my life, obviously, in St Helens. Close group of friends that I've known since I was five, so 25 years plus I've known, and we've stuck together throughout all that, everything that we've been through, high school, university, the rest of it. So wonderful parents. They were so supportive in everything that I've done, and I think I've been blessed with a good family life. So
how about your sort of, you said you went to study psychology.
Yeah.
Why was it that you did psychology, you think?
When I was, I think when I was about 11, when I just started high school, my dad said to me, "What do you want to do when you grow up?" And because my dad had been in the Air Force, I wanted to be in the Air Force. And my dad used to take me to work with him, and I'd see all the planes and I'd sit in the cockpits. And I'd wanted to be a pilot, and I wanted to be a pilot since I was born. And I found out that I was colourblind, and that ruled that out, so I couldn't be a pilot. So he said, "What other things do you want to do?" And he ran through the different options with me. And on one day he said, "What about a psychologist?" And I said, "What's that, Dad?" And he said, "It's study of people, how they work, the mind, group in groups, how people interact." And I thought, that's really interesting, so I did that. And I think studying psychology helped me understand other people, but also how I work myself, and I just love how the mind ticks and why people behave the way they do, and it's interesting.
Do you ever reflect on yourself in that way with your informed knowledge?
Kind of. I took up meditation, and I've got a growing interest in Buddhism as well, and that, along with psychology, does help you look inside your own mind and try and, you know, analyze why you do things. And also the meditation aspect helps me to be calm and to deal with things. It's like today, all my family was getting stressed, and I'm not really that stressed because of what I've been through. And also I know that, you know, it's something to enjoy. Again, it was speaking to my dad. I'd been to church, and I'd worked with the BME community, so I'd learnt about Islam, and I'd seen all the different religions, and I wanted something that was more personal to me, something that could explain certain things in life in terms of why people suffer and why people go through the troubles that they do. And Buddhism fit that perfectly, and I started to read books, and then it all just clicked, and it helps me to understand why people suffer, so, and how to get over that as well.
How long have you been practicing Buddhism?
It was 3 years, 3 or 4 years, so I'm still fairly new, and I'm still trying to, you know, read as much as I can, but I find it very interesting, and I listen to the podcasts online, and and try and listen to as much as I can on the radio. But yeah, it's interesting.
Have you noticed a change in yourself through the Buddhism, I think?
Yeah, well, since obviously when we was in hospital, I had quite a lot of time to, when I was in the hospital beds, to just sit and meditate and relax, and I think that helped me. And with my fiance Nicola, I think that rubbed off on her, because I was saying to her that, you know, things will be okay, it's not permanent, we'll get over it. And I think that calmness calmed her as well, so that's important to me.
And what experiences do you think have really shaped you into the person you are today?
Obviously the car crash. I think leaving home for the first time, having to fend for yourself, and then making the big jump, changing jobs, changing where I was living, and I think that was a big jump as well. So I think those two, the car crash and changing jobs and changing location, you know, moving to Felixstowe from Sheffield, have really shaped me of late. So
is it quite different where you live now to where you used to live?
A lot. Sheffield's a big city, and I like Sheffield. I like living in Sheffield and the excitement there, and all the shops and everything, fast pace of life. But Felixstowe is the opposite, and it's quiet, it's calm. I live by the sea, and I think I wanted to live in the city, and I got that out of my system, and now I'm perfect where I am in terms of living in Suffolk near the seaside. It's lovely, it's so calm. So I work in Essex in Colchester, and to come home after work and just totally relax with my fiance is the best thing. It's amazing.
You've mentioned your dad quite a lot. Do you think he's been an influence on you?
Yeah, both my parents really. My mum was a nurse, and we were very close growing up. My dad as well. Both of my parents have, you know, really supported me, but in terms of my career and choices in life, my dad's always been there to give me options in terms of, you know, where to go, and if he ever need any advice, they're both, but my dad will always tell it to me straight and say, I think you should do this, and then 99% of the time he's right, so, but yeah, it's, they've both been wonderful, wonderful for me, so.
And what do they think about you taking part in one another?
Well, at first they weren't sure of what it was, and they thought it was a bit daft, but then after reading up about it and then seeing it on the news and they'd been on the website, they came to the conclusion that I did, that it's given the opportunity for people to express themselves and to look at the variety of life in the UK at the minute, and they're fully behind me and they'll be watching it when I'm when I'm up there in half an hour or whenever it is. So
in what ways do you normally express yourself, do you think?
I don't know really. I'm usually the measured, so express myself how
I suppose to have an outlet or sort of something like.
I love music. I love listening to music. I took up playing the bass guitar. I'm rubbish at that, but an outlet. I don't know. Listen to music and be with my fiance and just relaxing, because I'm fairly calm anyway, so I don't get too stressed. But yeah.
Can I ask you to describe yourself in some way?
Like I've just said, calm, measured, introspective. Try to think of some more words, really.
What are your interests?
Music, science fiction, cars. I like cars. Me and my dad restored a classic car. It was a few years back, and I liked looking at how they're put together, and me and my fiance and her parents, we go to classic car rallies and air shows as well. We've just been to air shows. I love aircraft.
Is there anything else that you would like to mention?
I just think that this project is brilliant in terms of, where else would you be able to have a captive audience in the centre of the capital of a country other than through this project? I think it's brilliant. I think when it's all done and dusted and people look back at it in years time, they'll think, I don't know whether times will have changed or they'll be able to notice the change over time, how people change, but to get a picture of people as they are now, what better way than to do this? It's good. Looking forward to it.
Thank you very much.
Okay.